السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. صل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We have witnessed how this blessed month of Ramadan came to an end very fast. And that signals something very important, a very apparent, powerful sign and indication that our lifespan also is very fast. It will come to an end one day. It will terminate. During this month of Ramadan, each and every mu'min, believer, gained something from this month. They profited something according to their capabilities, according to their abilities, according to their capacities. Some people gained a lot of this month. Some did not gain a lot, but however, they received the blessing of this month. The month of Ramadan was not only for fasting. Besides fasting, there is the spirit of obedience, ruh al-ta'ah, and staying away from sins. People do their best to stay away from vice, the sin, the violations. And also, it had been the month of Quranic recitation, Shahr al-Quran, Rabi' al-Quran, the month of dua, supplication, the month of charity, the month of zakat, the month of reaching out to our extended family members, the month of family and friends, the month of gatherings, the month of it'am. People provide iftar and food for both those who have and those who don't. And inshallah, all people gained the thawab, the reward of this month. But what is really important we have to remember at the end of this month is how to protect and maintain these achievements. How to protect them, how to not lose them after the month of Ramadan. The idea of the month of Ramadan is that it is a training season for us, a training season, a jump start for the rest of the year. It is an incentive for us, an impulse for us to get us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, close to the salat, the prayers, the Quranic recitation, munajat, dua. So we learn that for the rest of the year. So these activities and this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not expire by the end of the month of Ramadan. The end of Ramadan is not the end of the worshipping season, as some people may understand. It's not the end of the relationship with Allah. That was a jump start for us to get used to it. So we adopt this throughout the year, throughout the days and the nights of the whole year. Many of you definitely attest to this fact that you enjoyed the nights of Ramadan. Definitely, insan, humans, it's in their nature. When they do good, they enjoy it. When they do bad, they get hurt, they feel it. So when you spend the nights in communion with Allah, in supplication, in petition, in asking Him, speaking to Him, worshipping Him, deepening your faith and your relationship in Him, definitely that will have a positive impact on you. You're going to feel it. You enjoy these nights. Just like when you go and visit a friend that you love, and after 2, 3, 5 hours when you go back home, you text him, you tell him, I really enjoyed this night with you in your company. This is the same with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we stay away from sins, when we know that we are doing something good that draws us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely we feel good about it. This feeling of goodness and satisfaction should be continued. Should be continued throughout the year. Regarding the Eid, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, هُوَ عِيدٌ لِمَنْ قَبِلَ اللَّهُ قِيَامَهُ لِمَنْ قَبِلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ وَشَكَرَ قِيَامَهُ. It's a day of enjoyment, it's a day of celebration, it's a day of happiness for that person who did something in obedience to his Lord. Definitely they're going to feel happy about the Eid. Eid is a happy occasion. Even for those who lost their loved ones during the month of Ramadan, when Eid comes, they feel happy because they know they achieved something, something very important. Because these days and these nights and this series of dua draws them or draw them close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to maintain this. On the day of Eid, children are going to put on a new dress. This is a tradition, not only children, in many countries, the elderly also. We have to put on a new spirit, a new heart. Not thawbun jadid, bal qalbun jadid. New spirit of friendship, of a brotherhood, sisterhood, of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course we know, my friends, that the change does not happen over a few days. It takes time. For us to change, it takes time, and the month of Ramadan was an opportunity for us. So we have to continue what we did. If we want to keep this enjoyment, this spirit of achievement, accomplishment that you did during the month of Ramadan, then other nights are also holy nights. Other days are also holy days. Every day can draw us closer to Allah. Doesn't have to be only in Ramadan. Of course, in Ramadan there is a special emphasis on that. Allah is waiting for you. But Allah is always there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. And therefore the things that we did in Ramadan, we have to continue doing them. And one of them is going to the masajid. My friends, in this country, in America, in the West, you need to make the masjid, the Islamic center, one of your main destinations. Trust me, if you don't do this, you're going to lose. Your family is going to lose. Your children are going to lose. Make the masjid at least once a week destination. At least once a week. I know some of friends who tell me that we go to the restaurant at least once a week. The father made a pledge to his children, to his family, that I'll take you to a restaurant at least once a week, which is good, spending time with his or her children. But we should not treat the mosque less than a restaurant. You need that. You need it for your heart. You need it for your soul. You need it for the safety and security of your family, of yourself, of your children. So do not cease, do not stop going to the masjid. Try to be in the masjid at least once a week, at least, أضعفُ الإيمان, once a week. Be at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially here in the West, where really we are not only having a drought and rain, but spiritual drought too. So we need to go to the masjid. The second thing that we should not stop after the month of Ramadan is Quranic recitation. I know that almost all of you were reciting the Quran. We used to do one juzuk, one section of the Quran here before sunset every single night. And many of you did one cycle, two cycles, probably three of the entire Quran. But keep reading the Quran. Keep the Quran on your desk. Don't put it on the shelf. Keep the Quran on the desk. You need the enlightenment of the Quran. You need the guidance of the Quran. You need it in your life. Try to take some times every single day. A mu'min in the hadith, a mu'min who recites 50, minimum 50 ayat, 50 verses per day, with reflection, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, with understanding, with deep understanding. Nowadays, all the tafasir, you can put them on your app, on your iPhone. You don't have to go to the library. If you don't understand this ayah, you can go to the app. There's different tafsir, different commentaries, interpretations of the Quran. You can understand the Quran. When you understand it, you're going to enjoy it more. So, Allah, Allah bil Quran, la yasbiqukum bil amali bihi ghayrukum. The salat, some people, they take care of their prayers only during the month of Ramadan. But after the month of Ramadan, some maybe skip some prayers. Salat is important in Ramadan and after Ramadan and before Ramadan on a daily basis. Salat al-Fajr is important. Noon, afternoon, Maghrib, Isha. All these prayers, they connect us to Allah. They bring happiness to our life. They bring discipline to our life. People who are connected with Allah, they have better living. Not necessarily more money. I don't mean more money, because more money does not necessarily bring happiness. Sometimes more money is a problem. You need enough money. Ask Allah for enough money, not more money. So you don't stretch your hand to others. Say, Allah, give me so I don't need to ask others. Don't ask Him for more money. Ask Him for what the money that is good for you. The money that works for you. So salat, the prayers, would really connect you to Allah and you will feel satisfaction. You feel deep inside, you feel happy. Some people, they don't have food, but they are connected to Allah. They don't have good shelter, but they are connected to Allah. They feel the happiness, inner happiness. And some others maybe spend all the days and nights in Disneyland, but yet they are unhappy. They are unhappy because happiness is inside, not outside. Happiness is content and satisfaction, inner satisfaction. And then the other thing that we must maintain after Ramadan is dua. Yes, I know we don't read Jawshan al-Kabir or Dua Abi Hamza or others, but at least the ta'qibat. After every prayers, there are some beautiful complementaries. Ta'qib means complementary to the prayers. It means that if you pray and you just leave, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and leave, there will be some deficiency, some void, some vacuum. So how to fill that vacuum and how to complete your prayers? By ta'qibat. Ta'qibat are very beautiful, my friends. If you reflect upon them, if you think upon them when you read them, very inspiring, very energizing. And we have published a book, you can find it outside, Mawaqit al-Salat, the timing, the perpetual timing of the prayers. With it, there's the book to teach the Salat, the Wudu, the Tayammum, and also a section for Tahibat. Try to have this on your prayers rug. So once you finish the Fajr prayers, begin the Ta'qibat. Once you finish the Dhuhr prayers, Asr prayers, Maghrib prayers, each Salat, Isha, each one, even Salatul Jumu'ah has a special Ta'qibat. Think about them, reflect on these Ta'qibat. Don't leave the prayers like immediately. Nothing is more important than Salat. At the time of Salat, there is someone important waiting for you. Don't put him on hold. No one is more important than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. Give him the due time that he deserves. And also some of the things that we have to continue after the month of Ramadan is the act of charity, act of ihsan. There is a lot of suffering in this world, especially in the Muslim world, especially in the Muslim countries. The war is continuous. The war is increasing, not decreasing in Muslim countries. The month of Ramadan, which is supposed to be a month of peace, tranquility, a month of ceasefire, a month where people exchange killing with forgiveness, hate with love, we see the opposite of that happening. Even in some countries that they did not have war before Ramadan, during Ramadan, the war intensifies in these countries. The killing intensifies. In the past, non-Muslims used to kill Muslims. Today, Muslims kill Muslims. Why this is happening? What's wrong with Muslims? People are asking, what's wrong with you guys? What do we tell them? Because we have a shortages of food or a drink or a space? No. We have shortages of two things. One, aql, no reason. And second, no taqwa, no fear of God. When these things are missing, then وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. They turn their societies into a war zone, even during the holiest times, even during the month and the nights and the days of Ramadan. People are fasting, but they kill each other. Tell me, what's the point? What's the benefit of fasting and praying and tarawih and whatever? And when someone, there is a blood of innocent people on his hand, what benefit that type of fasting is going to do. The Prophet, when he said, when he heard one of the neighbors insulting another neighbors, he said to her, "You broke your fast. Go and eat. Go and eat." She said, "How can I eat?" He said, "Laysa as-siyamu min at-ta'am wa ash-sharab." Fasting is not to abstain from eating or drinking. Fasting is to abstain from hurting others. You are hurting your neighbors. So you are missing the point. You are wasting your time abstaining from food and drink, but not abstaining from sin and vice and immoralities. We have to keep this spirit, the spirit of taqwa, of that you gained, inshallah, during this month. We have to keep it and maintain it for the rest of the year, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Today, Friday, for some Muslims in America and outside America, is the day of Eid. And also tomorrow, Saturday, for some Muslims in America and outside the United States of America, is also the day of Eid. And many people ask that, why do we have different days? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Some people I heard in Europe are having the Eid on Sunday. But no reports about Monday, alhamdulillah, so far. Sunday. In England and the UK, some people are celebrating the Eid on Sunday because the moon takes a longer period to get to Europe. You know, it's always a cloudy there. So this a problem, my friends, started maybe after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This problem is ancient. It's not something new created by modernity or, you know, political parties or governments. The problem of the difference in citing the new moon, the new crescent of the beginning of Ramadan, the end of Ramadan, beginning of Shawwal, is something ancient. And I don't think that one day we will witness a universal day of Eid everywhere on earth. Because of the position of the earth or the moon to the earth, definitely some people are going to see it, some people are not going to see it. Some people, today they only depend on calculations. They do not depend on citing. Some of the fuqaha, the ulama, in both the traditions of Islam, they only depend on calculation. So they see, they tell you, we go by the calculation, so they announce the Eid 3 months before. You know, the Eid today, Friday, was announced Eid by the Fiqh Council of America in the month of Rajab, not even Sha'ban. In the month of Rajab, they decided that today, July 17th, is the day of Eid, because they depend on calculations. Others depend on the actual observation of the moon. Again, with the actual observation, there are two traditions, two schools. One school believes that we can use binoculars or telescopes to observe the moon. The others believe, according to the fuqaha and the imams, that we depend on only naked eyes. So there are different traditions. And at the end of the day, inshallah, Allah will accept from all people. Because most of the people, the vast majority of the Muslims, they have good intention, inshallah. Their niyyah is pure, to serve Allah, to respond to His call. So whether the Eid is on a Friday or Saturday, doesn't matter. You know, inshallah, Allah will accept from all the mu'mineen, their a'mal, their fasting, and during this month. But as I mentioned in the first sermon, we have to maintain the spirit of Eid. Now, whether the Eid is on this day or that day, it's not a big deal. The big deal is to maintain the spirit of love, forgiveness, respect, acknowledgement with others, to others, brotherhood, sisterhood. This is what is important in Islam. And Salatul Eid, after all, it's not mandatory. All the schools of thought, they believe that it's not wajib, mandatory. It is mustahab, but highly recommended. Highly recommended for mu'mineen, the believers, to come to Salatul Eid. And Zakatul Fitr, my friends, is one of the mandatory taxations in Islam. It's not mustahab, it's wajib. Zakatul Fitr is wajib, that you pay for yourself, whether you were able to fast or you could not fast, to pay for yourself and those that you maintain in your family. A breadwinner in the family pays on behalf of himself or herself and those dependents on him or her. Zakatul Fitr is estimated for the last several years to be $15 per person for those who are able to pay. Some people say, I'm poor, I can't afford. If you can't afford, you don't pay. You don't pay. The faqir who does not have the provision for himself and his family, faqir, then that person who's faqir does not pay Zakatul Fitr. But people, even people who did not fast, even children, even 1 year old babies, their parents have to pay on their behalf. If someone does pay on your behalf, then definitely you don't pay yourself. And Zakatul Fitr has to go to the poor and the needy, not to those who have money. If you have enough money to sustain yourself and your family, you are not eligible for Zakatul Fitr. And it is recommended that the person pays the Zakatul Fitr himself to the poor and the needy. If not, then he can give it through the masjid. However, tonight, because tomorrow is the day of Eid, so tonight you separate the amount of Zakatul Fitr from the rest of your money, put it aside after sunset. You put the money aside with the niyyah. You make the intention that this money is Zakatul Fitr on my behalf and the members of my family. And if guests, they come to your house before sunset and they stay in your house until after sunset, then good for you. You have to pay on their behalf. So always open your door after Adhan al-Maghrib. So keep this money aside, and then tomorrow the Quran says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّى اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Before the salat, you pay the zakat, inshallah. We will put boxes here or bags for those people who want to pay zakat al-fitrah, and we send it, inshallah. We send it, inshallah, to those who are needy. So tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have salat al-eid here. Tonight is going to be the last night of iftar, inshallah, at the masjid. But when you come to the masjid for iftar, we don't pay you zakat al-fitr, so don't be under this illusion. Yeah. And tomorrow, inshallah, salat al-eid, the doors are going to be open at 7 a.m., takbirat at, and there are beautiful takbirat for the day of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, alhamdulillahi ala ma hadana, wa lahu shukru ala ma awlana. Once you leave your house and come to the drive and come to the masjid, we begin at 7:30, and the first salat, inshallah, whenever the masjid gets filled, so probably at 8 or even before 8, and inshallah the second salat, we might have it afterwards, inshallah. May Allah accept, inshallah, your a'mal, your deeds, inshallah, your Quran, your supplication, your togetherness, the spirit of family, the spirit of community that you maintain throughout the whole month. And may Allah bring relief to the oppressed people in Yemen, in Syria, in Palestine, in Iraq, in other countries, in Egypt. May Allah bring, inshallah, real peace and real ceasefire among the Muslims, and replace it with mahabba, with love, with respect, with tolerance, inshallah, and bring an end to the suffering of those who have been displaced from their homes, from their cities. I mentioned the other day, only in Syria, 7 million people have been displaced. Staggering number. 7, according to the United Nations. 7 million people, they have been displaced from their homes and properties. We pray, inshallah, for their relief. We pray for their victory. We pray for their peace and stability everywhere, wherever there is a suffering, wherever there is people who are suffering, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. We pray, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them relief and peace and replace all these pain, inshallah, with the spirit of happiness and unity. Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله هي السفلى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبع والباطل باطلا فنجتنب. And there is someone, a member of our masjid, who is in a very critical condition now. His mother asked us to pray for him. Please raise your hand. You are fasting. This is the last day of the month of Ramadan. This is between the khutbah and the salat. Allah will pay more attention to your dua, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. Amman yujibu al-muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. Amman yujibu al-muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله اللهم اكشف السوء عنا. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. المريض المنظور والمرضى المنظورين ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.